请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Title: Leisure and Hobbies.
标题：休闲与爱好。
Description: Max and Mia discover their leisure time. Max and Mia are friends and learn different leisure activities like painting, cycling, and playing guitar. Every week, they try a new hobby and share their experiences.
描述：马克思和米亚发现了他们的闲暇时间。马克思和米亚是朋友，学习不同的休闲活动，如绘画、骑自行车和弹吉他。每周他们尝试一种新的爱好并分享他们的体验。
On a sunny day, they decide to go to the park.
一个晴天，他们决定去公园。
They take painting materials and bicycles.
他们带了画材和自行车。
Mia likes to paint landscapes.
米亚喜欢画风景。
Max rides his bicycle.
马克思骑自行车。
They are very happy.
他们很开心。
Next week, they plan to learn playing guitar.
下周他们计划学习弹吉他。
They look forward to new activities.
他们期待新活动。
Colors and shapes.
颜色和形状。
The colorful adventure. Sophie attends an art workshop and learns the important colors and shapes.
多彩的冒险。Sophie 参加一个艺术工作坊，并了解最重要的颜色和形状。
She is very excited.
她很兴奋。
There are many colors in the room.
房间里有很多色彩。
There is red, yellow, and blue.
有红色、黄色和蓝色。
Sophie starts to paint.
Sophie 开始画画。
She creates a picture.
她创造一幅画。
It is a mountain.
它是一座山。
The mountain is green.
山是绿色的。
The sky is blue.
天空是蓝色的。
There is a yellow sun.
有一个黄色的太阳。
Sophie is learning.
Sophie 正在学习。
She uses different shapes.
她使用各种形状。
She draws circles and squares.
她画圆形和方形。
She even draws a star.
她甚至画了一颗星星。
Sophie feels happy.
Sophie 感觉很快乐。
Colors and shapes make her happy.
颜色和形状让她快乐。
This day, Sophie learns a lot.
这一天， Sophie 学会了很多。
Professions.
职业。
A day in the life of A.Various characters describe their jobs, the challenges and joys that shape their workday. The diversity of professions is highlighted and questions regarding each occupation are addressed.
某一天的生活，各种角色讲述了他们的职业、挑战和乐趣，这些都塑造了他们的工作日。职业的多样性被强调，对每项工作提出了问题。
John is a firefighter, and his days are always filled with surprises and challenges.
约翰是一名消防员，他的日子总是充满了意外和挑战。
The towering flames can make even the most seasoned professional flinch.
巨大的火焰甚至让经验丰富的专业人员感到畏缩。
He finds his true calling in the rescue missions.
他在救援行动中发现了他的真正使命。
Clara is a doctor, and her daily routine is equally intense.
赫奈拉是一名医生。她的日常生活同样紧张。
She often rushes through the hospital, facing life and death decisions.
她常在医院穿梭，面对着生死攸关的决定。
Whenever she successfully saves a life, she feels immense satisfaction.
每当她成功拯救一名生命，她都会感受到无比的满足。
Tom is a college teacher, and his classes are always engaging.
汤姆是名校教师。他的课程总是令人兴奋。
He uses innovative methods to inspire his students.
他利用创新的方法来激励学生。
He feels proud whenever his students excel.
每当学生表现出色时，他都会感到自豪。
Linda is a lawyer, and her days are also very busy.
林达是一名律师，他的日子也很忙碌。
In court, she defends justice with her wit.
在法庭上，她用自己的智慧捍卫正义。
After each successful case, her passion for her profession doubles.
在每场成功的事件后，她都感到对职业的热爱加倍。
Paul is a software engineer, and every day he closely interacts with code.
保罗是一名软件工程师，每天都和代码密切打交道。
When solving complex problems, he feels a great sense of achievement.
解决复杂问题时，他会感到极大的成就感。
Cultural differences.
文化差异。
World tour in the neighborhood. Marcus moves to a multicultural neighborhood.
在家附近，马克思搬到一个多元文化的社区。
As he converses with his neighbors, he discovers fascinating cultural distinctions.
当他与邻居们交谈时，他发现了迷人的文化差异。
He learns how to overcome barriers through intercultural communication.
他学会了如何通过跨文化交流克服障碍。
One of Marcus's neighbors is from India and is an excellent cook.
马克思的一个邻居来自印度，是一位出色的厨师。
Through his interactions with her, Marcus learned many Indian dishes.
通过与他的交谈，马克思学习了许多印度菜肴。
He was amazed by a new way of using spices.
他被一种新的香料使用方法惊艳到了。
Another neighbor introduced him to the world of Italian wines.
另一位邻居介绍了他关于意大利葡萄酒的知识。
Through tastings and talks, he gained new insights into grape cultivation.
通过品尝和讨论，他对葡萄的种植有了新的了解。
Another friend taught him the traditional Chinese tea ceremony.
另一个朋友教他传统的中国茶道。
This gave him a new perspective on different cultures.
这让他对不同文化有了新的视角。
Marcus felt the joy of connecting with people from around the globe.
马克思感受到了与来自世界各地的人们建立联系的快乐。
Despite their different backgrounds, everyone had stories in common.
虽然他们有不同的背景，但每个人都有共同的故事。
These experiences enriched him and deepened his understanding.
这些经验丰富了他，并加深了他的理解。
Eventually, he realized that differences are just a part, not the whole.
最终，他意识到差异只是一部分，而不是整体。
True connection lies in mutual understanding and respect.
真正的联系是相互理解和尊重。
He is grateful to live in such a vibrant community.
他为能生活在这么一个多彩的社区而感激。
By embracing these differences, the world becomes more connected.
通过拥抱这些差异，世界变得更加紧密联系。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。